Jessica King returned to Lackland Air Force Base last year after giving birth to a baby girl. She took advantage of a recent Pentagon policy change that gave her 12 weeks of maternity leave, and she wanted to continue breastfeeding after coming back to duty. King, a basic training instructor, had seen other women in her position wean early, the demands of the job proving too hard to balance. But she was determined.
As much as I love this job and what we do, this job wasn't going to be the reason why I didn't provide the best for my kid.
Back among the trainees, she found herself without a dedicated place to pump. Her leadership gave her leeway to find empty rooms in an office building, but King spent most of her days outside, guiding new recruits through exercises.
I was using our trainee holdover rooms, and that's where we put like sick trainees, like when they're quarantined from their flight, so it's not the most hygienic room.
Another new mom at Lackland, Ranisha Sargent, had similar issues. Her job required her to move to different areas on base, making breast pumping even more of a logistical challenge.
So it was always a matter of, if I'm over in this building today, where am I going to go? If I'm in this building today, where am I going to go?
With Sargent's limited breaks, time was a big factor. Even when she made it back to a building where rooms should have been available, she often found them occupied. So her car became the go-to spot.
My car will always be there. It will always be empty. I don't have 15 minutes to find and knock and wait my turn.
Along with two other moms in their unit, Sargent and King lobbied their commander for a permanent lactation room. With multiple women breastfeeding at the same time, the Air Force made it happen. But finding space to breastfeed isn't the only challenge new moms face. Navy veteran Robin Roche-Paul founded Breastfeeding in Combat Boots, a nonprofit group that provides information to nursing moms in uniform. She says each military branch has its own breastfeeding policies, and they're too open to interpretation.
Some regulations are very specific and say every 2 to 3 hours for 15 to 30 minutes, that's what your break is, where other ones will say, oh, every 3 to 4 hours for 15 minutes, and can be a little fudged with their depending on how people want to read the actual regulation.
Without clear policy and policy enforcement, it's left up to commanders and supervisors to provide accommodations to female service members as they see fit. A 2015 study in military medicine found that only about 30% of women across the services met their goals for breastfeeding duration, and 14% of those blamed a lack of support. A growing number of military bases are trying to change that, as rules for breastfeeding are becoming more widely acknowledged. In another area of Lackland, Major Crystal Carahan shows off a well-stocked lactation room at a military hospital known as Wilford Hall. Part of her job as a medical officer is making sure women understand the breastfeeding resources available to them.
When you're entering into this room, you'll see multiple pieces of furniture. There are side tables, lamps, many of the normal accommodations you would see in your home for comfort purposes.
Even where dedicated rooms like this do exist, women don't always know about them.
They'll ask, where is the lactation room? They'll be at the kiosk. I look with them, it's not annotated, you can't find it. And you note right away that this is not user friendly. This is a deficit in our system, we don't have correct signage. How can we fix this?
In addition to the dedicated rooms and longer maternity leave, the Air Force has also approved a shirt that makes it easier for women to nurse and pump in different environments. Still, Carahan notes there's little data on whether these policies are actually encouraging breastfeeding. Last year, the American Academy of Nursing called on the Defense Department to start tracking how long new mothers in the military breastfeed their children. In San Antonio, I'm Carson Frame.